Attention all you rule breakers, you misfits and troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists.
Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world.
Hello, my name is Rahasia, and I'm going to be your host this evening. And I also write a column for the Lotus Guide magazine, and you can find pretty much everything that I do by typing in hashtag Rahasia Uncensored. Welcome to the Spiritual Activist Radio Show here on BBS Radio. And you might be asking, why spiritual? Well, the way I see it, we are misguided souls looking for the truth of who we are. You might be asking, why activist? Well, because we are living in transformative times when we need to take back our power as spiritual beings and take action in the world. Not with violence, but by the evolution of spiritual consciousness and bringing what's going on in the world out into the light. Because like it or not, we are deep into everything from genetic modification to artificial intelligence, and at the same time watching a dysfunctional world collapse right before our very eyes, and a global monetary system that is at the end of its run. Its days are coming to a close. So thank you for tuning in for the next hour, and I hope you enjoy the show. Okay, welcome once again to BBS Radio Show, which is bbsradio.com/spiritualactivist. I also have a Rumble channel at rumble.com/user/Rahasia Uncensored. This is going to be a really, really important show today. I was having all kinds of sound problems and everything else. I need to upgrade some of my equipment here, but I think I can make it work because this is too important not to make a show about this. Also have a YouTube channel, but they keep censoring me and striking me and everything else. But it's youtube.com/lotusguide for some of my old interviews. And also BitChute.com/Rahasia Uncensored. But my main channel is BBS Radio and Rumble right now. That's about all I can keep up with. So just for some of you that might not be up to speed on Agenda 21, this is going to be old news for most of you, but this is only 5 minutes. I just want to play this so you can get an idea of what we're up against. So hang in. If you've seen this, just hang tight, because we're going to get into the reckoning, because that is coming.
And this is a plan that was agreed to by 179 nations. It's called the Agenda for the 21st Century. It's a totalitarian state being developed right now all over the world. It is the inventory and control plan. Inventory and control of all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all food, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world. And this is a plan that was agreed to by 179 nations back in 1992. It's a United Nations plan. It's called the Agenda for the 21st Century. And so many of us around the world think that, sustainable development, it just sounds so great. Isn't it about recycling and creative reuse and creating energy and food resources for everyone? And the answer is no, it really is not. It's about moving populations into city centers, concentrated city centers, and clearing them out of the rural areas. All systems have to be brought into harmony in order to control them all. Because when systems don't meet, when they're out of balance or not in sync with one another, they can't be controlled centrally. And the goal of Agenda 21 is one world government and total control from a central unit. Every nation that signed on to Agenda 21 has its local Agenda 21 plan. People in the United States are completely unaware of this. If I go out and talk about this, the United States press will attack me and calls me which is totally ridiculous. It is a, but it's not a theory. It's a fact. The three pillars of United Nations Agenda 21 are economy, ecology, and equity, the three E's. And everyone sort of thinks that they know what that means, the idea of social equity. It must mean that, well, everyone's going to have access to clean water and clean air, and no one's property is going to be used as a dumping ground because they are at a poverty level. But really what social equity is about impoverishing huge portions of the population and bringing down the developed nations. Everything that we're looking at now is destined to collapse our economies. It's a totalitarian state being developed right now all over the world. And what major corporations want in this development is to be able to have full movement of workers without borders or boundaries, to be able to move their goods through without regulations, and to reduce wages. And so this is the goal. So this is what you find with social equity. And of course, economy and ecology is about, these are the three circles, economy, ecology, and social equity. And where they meet in the center is balance. But really that balance is a communitarian balance. So it's not balance of well-being of the people. What it is it's a balance for corporations so that they can exploit and control and have populations in an area, in tightly packed, dense areas, so that they can be surveilled and managed. And this is what that balance looks like as far as the development of a totalitarian state is. The mainstream media is owned by five major corporations, and you're not going to get this information from the mainstream press. So you need to be your own press. You need to educate yourself. You need to get out there and educate your neighbors, your community, your real community. You need to help your children understand that they're being indoctrinated from pre-kindergarten to postgraduate school. All of us have a responsibility to ourselves and to others. This is true community, to work for personal freedom. And always remember that even though we work as a group, if we do work as a group, we're all individuals in those groups, and we answer only to ourselves. And this is essential. It's essential as free human beings. This is what we are. We are free, and we need to continue to be free. And I do believe that we will win, but we have to become aware that there is a fight, and then make our friends and our neighbors and our community aware as well, and work together.
That's about it. We have to be aware of what's going on and start spreading the word, because if we don't, well, I'm going to get into the meat of this right after I play another quick thing. Hang on. Now, by the way, I'm getting this information from The Blaze, Glenn Beck. He's an amazing researcher and everything else. Almost everything I'm telling you right now is coming from something that he did, and I'm going to give you the website so you can check it out. And I'll give you the website so you can download what I'm going to be talking about. So let's listen to this. This is like our normal BS news people.
This is absolutely outrageous attack on Joe Biden. There's no evidence whatsoever that he's done anything wrong.
No evidence of wrongdoing tied to his son Hunter Biden's Ukraine business has actually been found.
He had no evidence of wrongdoing by either Biden.
And again, there is just no evidence at this point in time that Joe or Hunter Biden did anything inappropriate here.
Not one single fact ever uncovered by anyone that he did anything unethical.
Now it's Hunter Biden. There's always a diversion. They are always looking for a shiny object to divert attention.
Julie, the magic words now for Republicans are Hunter Biden. Like, that is the get out of jail free card.
The Trump Republicans are so bad, so the press has to compensate by playing up Biden and Hillary scandals.
There are no scandals from the Biden White House about anything.
We should be clear, there's never been any evidence of a link between President Biden and any wrongdoing that Hunter Biden may have committed.
It's called the big lie. There's no evidence. There is zero evidence, as Biden said today.
President Biden said he has not received any money from business with his family. Yeah. There's no evidence to date Joe Biden has received large sums of money.
Biden is chump change compared.
I think this gets the point across. It goes on and on and on. This is what the news was like when the Hunter Biden laptop from hell came out, his own memoirs, the text emails, thousands of them. Fortunately, it wasn't on Hillary's laptop, because she would have scrubbed it and taken a hammer to it. But Hunter Biden, he not only commits the crimes, but he actually documents it and takes pictures of him while he's committing the crimes. And I think this brings up an interesting point, if not the main point. The powers that be, the globalists, the George Soros, the CCP, they all knew this well ahead of time. It makes sense that they would put Biden in as president because they knew that he would be compromised. They knew this ahead of time. These people are not dummies. They're crazy, insane, traffickers, everything else. But they're not stupid, most of them. The people they put out in front of us are very stupid. Okay, so I'm going to have to sort of cruise through this at a pretty good pace because there's so much crime here that you could do hours just on the crime that's been committed, admitted to, proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, not a reasonable doubt, but a shadow of a doubt, because it's documented by the criminal himself. If I was going to go rob a bank, it would be the same thing if I went to rob the bank, no mask on, and took selfies of me in the bank while they're giving me the money and putting it online, or putting it on my computer and leaving it in a computer repair shop and never picking it up. I mean, oh my God. I sometimes have a difficult time talking with people because it always seems like I'm talking to people in such a way that they're like 5 years old. But this stuff is so simple to figure out because they give you all the evidence. They exactly accuse you of exactly what they are doing. You can download this at TheReckoningGuide.com. Just go there. TheReckoningGuide.com. Download this document if you want to follow along with me or if you want to read it or send it to your friends. So I'm just going to have to go through this. And there's a reason for this. Even though it seems a little crazy and I'm just being redundant, but these are not redundant crimes. These are individual crimes. These crimes are well documented and largely undisputed, yet in each case, prosecutors have declined to press charges. It's time to take action. This document also includes the names and contact information for district attorneys, attorney generals with the authority to prosecute these crimes. Because, see, nobody's prosecuting them. So let's get on to it here. National, international Biden family business crimes. There's such a thing as Foreign Agent Registration Act, FARA violations. And all of these falls under this, believe it or not. This is explaining what FARA violations are. And now we get down to peddling influence in China. Chinese elites have paid roughly $31 million to Hunter and Biden. Hunter Biden. And that's in the New York Post. And by the way, this PDF has all of the links if you want to link to it. So there is that. and they're going down to Hunter Biden's laptop, drug and sex crimes in prosecutable states. There's over 170 crimes in various states. Arizona. I can't go through all these because there's 170 of them. There's drug crimes. There's sex crimes. There's trafficking crimes. But let's just get into some of them. This is in California here. And California is usually a fairly lax state if you're in politics. But if you're a veteran or homeless, well, homeless, they're letting them get away with it too now. Sex crimes. Here, Hunter pays a stripper a total of $18,600 for sex. Now, keep in mind, these are on laptops, these are in text emails, these have bank deposits and all the information you possibly need. Here's another crime. Hunter pays a supposed prostitute $2,000. Hunter Biden smokes crack and takes pictures of sex with more prostitutes. Procures a prostitute through her pimp. Hunter tries to solicit more prostitutes. Each one of these is a different crime. It's all down here in black and white. Hunter tries to solicit another prostitute. Hunter mistakenly overpaid a prostitute by sending multiple payments. He ended up sending about $25,000, which resulted in tons of calls from D.C. because the mistake was linked to the Celtics account. Celtic was their code name for Joe Biden. And this also raises flag for human trafficking, too, by the way. Hunter pays two females to have sex with him. $1,000, $500. Hunter hires a prostitute and pays her directly. Warns him not to tell the agency because her pimps were not very nice. Text shows Hunter negotiating payment with two Russian prostitutes. Hunter paid prostitute $2,200 for sex. Pictures of the encounter. Hunter pays a female sex worker $500. Now keep in mind, all of these are crimes in the states that they're taking place in. Not only the drugs, but the prostitution, human trafficking, and having sex workers come across state line. That's federal law. I think that's 15 or 20 years. No prosecution. Texts show Hunter soliciting a woman for 1 to 2 hours while staying at the Best Western. Really a high-class place. Text shows Hunter paying for a Ukraine prostitute, you know, the country that we're sending billions and billions of dollars worth of high-grade military equipment. Yeah, actually, almost the last of the equipment that we have. Hunter sent a woman multiple payments of thousands of dollars. Hunter paid a stripper for sex and took pictures of the encounter. Hunter agrees with the prostitute about the details of her getting paid. Hunter pays two prostitutes for sex. Hunter took pictures of him smoking crack. And this goes on and on and on. It's just too much to sit here and read. But if you download this form, you can read it all. You can check all of the attributes. It'll show you exactly where it came from, all of the statutes, and everything about it. Here's Connecticut, drug crimes, the date, everything. Hunter texted a drug dealer in Rhode Island. Hunter offers drugs to a female, but she expresses reluctance. I mean, it's pretty bad when you're your female prostitutes are reluctant. There's one prostitute in here who didn't want to come to him because she didn't like him and made her feel bad. It's pretty bad if you're making a prostitute feel bad about being a prostitute. Hunter solicits a female via text. She asks if he was law enforcement. He says no. I would say he's pretty far from being law enforcement, although he acts like it. Hunter solicits two more prostitutes. Hunter solicits a third female. Hunter solicits another prostitute. These are like days. Some of them are hours apart. I mean, I guess even the Viagra salesman is probably making a lot of money on this guy. wonder he didn't have a heart attack. Hunter solicits another prostitute. The following day, Hunter solicits another prostitute. Hunter takes a video of himself having sex with a prostitute. Hunter is also smoking crack cocaine. There's more crimes here, and there's more crimes, and more crimes, and more crimes. Hallie Biden pressures Hunter to get crack cocaine for her on a recorded phone call. And he records all of these. I mean, what was he going to use, like this, for putting pressure on his dad? That's been brought up as a possibility. Or he's just stupid, drug addict, you know. Okay, receiving and possessing the gun that he bought was a felony, 10 years in prison, because he lied on his application that he didn't have any drug offenses. The Hunter laptop contains pictures of Hunter posing nude with the gun. Joe Biden admits that Hunter Biden lied about using drugs on the form. Like I say, I think that's a pretty harsh prison sentence. More crimes, more crimes, more crimes. Drug crimes. Photos show Joe Biden's son-in-law, a medical doctor, Howard Krein, consuming a joint. It was never censored by the medical association. Nothing came of it. Records show Hunter sending money to escort pimp Anna Dikatrieva, a Ukrainian citizen. Ukraine keeps coming in here. And that was flagged by J.P. Morgan Chase as probably having something to do with human trafficking. That was for $274,000 between November 2018 and March 2018, with no legitimate purpose. Here we are now, where are we at? Massachusetts. Hunter tried to buy crack from a New York-based drug dealer. And more crimes, more crimes, more crimes in Massachusetts. The Biden crime family dossier. Texts show Hunter arranging a meeting and payment to from a prostitute. Payment from a prostitute. He's hiring so many prostitutes, they're starting to pay him. Nevada, drug crimes. Text shows Hunter corresponding with a drug dealer. Sex crimes. Hunter Biden solicited a female with a history of prostitution convictions. Even the prostitutes are starting to back away from him right now. New York, sex crimes. Wells Fargo receipts show Hunter sending thousands of dollars to prostitutes. Hunter used online pimp services. Hunter pays a stripper $18,600. Hunter sent two $1,500 payments. These are all legitimate, detailed, and self-confessed. Over 14 months, Hunter sent a total of more than $25,000 to a woman from the Dominican Republic. And their texts contain explicit conversations. And Hunter solicits a prostitute in the Dominican Republic and videos her performing a foot job. Whatever the hell that is. Maybe I'm just getting old. Hunter tries to solicit a prostitute, but she is sleeping. So he gets sort of pissed off and arranges for another prostitute to come. Hunter solicits two females to his fourth floor hotel, pays the pimp $6,000. These are all done by wire transfers, PayPal, Vimeo, something or other. Text and Wells Fargo wire transfers show arranging his pimp to send him a girl through human trafficking operation Uber GFE. Didn't even know Uber had a human trafficking operation, but stands to reason. Hunter solicited a female who asked if she could bring her friend. Hunter agreed, but when you come, you both have to be immediately naked. Drug crimes. Hunter sets up a drug deal via text. Hunter orders black market Viagra. No shit. He must have ordered buckets of it. Tennessee. I'm just whizzing through this because I have to get the point across. So, according to his own memoir, Hunter Biden purchases crack cocaine while in Nashville and drives under the influence. He took pictures, too. Look at me driving with crack cocaine. endangering the lives of many other people. Hunter Biden solicited part-time model from Texas who ran an LLC called Sexpress Yourself. Hunter paid for a plane ticket, Massachusetts, and he paid with Venmo. And that's against the law, by the way. You can't be even in a state where sex is legal. You can't pay for another sex escort to come to you because it's crossing international or national borders. Now we're in Virginia. This is right where our government is. Business fraud. $5 million of Chinese money funneled to his own personal enterprise. This really gets detailed. You just have to download this. Once again, it's thereckoningguide.com. Gun-related crimes. This was in the Washington Post. Tax crimes, $30,000 in tax deductions. If you and I did any of these, not one, just one, we'd be in jail, we'd be in prison. 2020 election, you've got to download this and read all this stuff. Sex crimes, and this is in, a lot of it's in Washington, D.C. I don't know, people. Soliciting, now it gets into child pornography. There's some of the pictures that I got a hold of through a sort of like a hidden website. And when I seen the pictures, I didn't even want to download them because it's child pornography, complete child pornography. And maybe that's what they want people to do. Then they can come out and take your computer and say you're looking at child pornography. Election interference. Senator Ron Johnson puts it, they wrote a letter to interfere in our election to a far greater extent than anything China or Russia could ever hope to do. And at the end of this, it gets into the key sources and all that. So I think what we have to do at this point is really start paying attention. Now what I want to do is I want to play at the end of, if you put in The Reckoning, Glenn Beck, on it's on YouTube too, by the way, for a while, but it's also on Rumble. This is at the end. I don't know if you've ever watched Glenn Beck at the chalkboard. He's pretty amazing, but he's upgraded the chalkboard to a different kind of board now. And at the end of this, he's doing an interview with Mark Levine. Mark Levine is a lawyer. He's pretty direct. So I'm just going to play that, and then we'll come back and keep on going with this. Hang on here.
Joining me now is somebody that has been right in the thick of exposing Russiagate since day one. He has seen what the Bidens have been getting away with for years. He is also an attorney. If anyone can give actionable...
By the way, I tried to download this from YouTube, and they wouldn't let me download it. It would not download. So there's something going on there. That's the reason you're seeing all this stuff at the top of the screen. I'm playing it directly off of YouTube.
Vice, it's Blaze TV's own The Great One, Mark Levin. Mark, welcome to the program. I saw something on MSNBC, and I wanted to get your comment on it. Watch this clip and listen carefully to what he says.
This week, after 4 months of endless investigations, weeks upon weeks of conspiracy-addled Fox cameos, and countless promises of seismic revelations of a Soprano-esque Biden family criminal enterprise, James Comer and his Republican allies on the House Oversight Committee held a press conference, to announce, wait for it, drum roll please, nothing, nada, zilch, no evidence connecting President Biden to any wrongdoing whatsoever. All of that work and innuendo to produce a 65-page memo showing no specific allegations of a crime.
Mark, is this a case of... the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law, that they did everything absolutely legal. It's just incredibly unethical and against everything we stand for.
First of all, this guy, whomever he is a propagandist. And let me help him out here a little bit, even though I think he's beyond redemption, which is this. When your family members receive multi-millions of dollars from the Communist Chinese, a front group that is spread to 9 family members through 20 shell corporations, when your father is vice president of the United States, and he's given as the point man to deal with the Communist Chinese and other countries that have loaded up the Biden bank accounts with money, that is worth a special counsel under the existing special counsel regulation. Period. That's number one. Number two, this money didn't flow into the Biden family, 9 members and 3 grandchildren, because of their competence in anything or their knowledge about anything. They bought this family off. And so when you have a fool like this guy on MSNBC, and there's many of them in the phony media, they are telling you that this effort to conceal the purpose of the money has succeeded. Because you can't prove that these companies Correct. Were set up and the money didn't go to Biden. So the Biden crime family sets up these methods for concealing the money and concealing where the money goes. And these people say, because they're really Democrats, and these people say, and you can't prove otherwise. It's really an amazing thing. First of all, Congress is not a criminal investigatory operation. We know that.
And that's the problem, isn't it, Mark? Because we've seen if you bring anything up, it goes to D.C. court. There's not a chance you're going to get a fair trial in D.C. if you're a conservative. And no Democrat's ever going to have a bad outcome in D.C. But you also, Congress can do whatever they want, but they have to recommend prosecution and investigation and furthering of something to the Justice Department. The Justice Department can say, no, we're not doing it. So that's what we're trying to get to here, is the constant, there's got to be a way that we're not gaming the system. We are using the system to apply pressure to make sure these people go to jail or at least see the inside of a courtroom.
Well, it's complicated, but there are two things.
This is absolutely.
So briefly, that was Mark Levin and Glenn Beck. Now, I think we really have to understand the predicament we are in, all of us here in America and in the world, for that matter. The only way out of this is if we start supporting each other, forwarding these podcasts, downloading these PDFs, because on the PDF, what you can do, watch the whole video by Glenn Beck, The Reckoning. You watch that and you'll understand that we have a chance still to use the system like it's meant to be used, by just flooding their telephone, flooding their emails of all these district attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, just flooding them with demands to look at this and start dealing with these crimes. And you'd be surprised at some of the answers that people are getting back. You know, just, it's pretty sickening, but we have a chance here. And what we don't want, this might be our last chance to be able to use the system appropriately, peacefully, to take back our government. I think it was Thomas Jefferson said, we not only have the right, we have the duty to take back a government that stops representing us. Our government has stopped representing us decades ago. Now it's just sort of out in the open and clear. It can't get too much worse without the whole system collapsing, and it might be too late. It might be too late. I'm not going to sit here and fill us all up with hopium, because who knows? we might be done. But I can't, if I was out in the middle of the ocean treading water, and no ships on the horizon and no hope for ships, I'd probably start praying for one, but I wouldn't just give up. I would keep treading water until I couldn't do it anymore. And that's where I'm at. I'm just going to keep on trying until if this thing keeps going, they're going to target people like myself. And we're going to be in a load of trouble. And there's no other countries to go to because the other countries are all getting worse too. Canada. Where am I going to go? Venezuela, Panama, Mexico. There's not much left, people. I'm glad I'm going on 75 years old. And I've had a pretty good life. I grew up in the best of time. Now we're in the worst of time. But I grew up in the best of time during the 50s. It was a good time. It was a dream, the American dream. Wasn't real. They were putting fluoride in our water to calcify our pineal gland. They were starting to indoctrinate us in schools, not as much. But now it's just the floodgates are open now. The barbarians, they're not at the gate. They're way past the gate. They're all over our country, millions and millions and millions of them. There's so many thousands of grown men, 35, 45 Chinese, full adult men, truly military looking, coming across our border every day. And Biden says the border is under control. It's not under control at all. It's under the control of the CCP, maybe. There's like way over 150 countries sending, they're emptying out their insane asylums. They're emptying out their prisons. And they're flying them down to the Darien Gap. Look up the Darien Gap. God, what is the guy's name? I forget the guy's name that does the on-the-ground reporting there. It might come to me. Look up the Darien Gap. This is where they're flying them in. The Red Cross, the United Nations, UNICEF, World Economic Forum, especially Red Cross. They're giving them maps on where to go if they get off the bus and the bus takes off without them or something. Giving them brand new clothes. I think they're getting cell phones once they get here because that's a way to track them, but it's also a way for them to coordinate their efforts if there is going to be a trigger date when they just open up these cells and create summers of rage, well, excuse me, summer of love all over the United States. I can't see them letting us get to the 2024 election. I don't see that happening. It's possible. But if they do, they're going to lose. Unless they cheat so bad that it's going to be so apparent to even the morons and idiots that there's something wrong with our election process. Right now, it seems like everybody would see that. Look at Arizona. Good Lord. That's what I mean. It's difficult for me to talk about this stuff without sounding like I'm being patronizing. But most of the people that listen to podcasts like mine, they're pretty much on board and they know what we're talking about anyway. So let's take a look at something else here. So here's a quick one for you. This is only a minute. This is about Tucker Carlson.
So Tucker Carlson was sitting here 2 weeks ago interviewing you. He's gone. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm shocked. I'm surprised. He's a very good person, a very good man, and very talented, as you know, and he had very high ratings. So we're just learning about it almost as we speak. You and I just said, wow, that was something. That's a big one. I don't know if it was voluntary or was it somebody fired. But I think Tucker's been terrific. He's been, especially over the last year or so, he's been terrific to me.
I know one thing. Tucker Carlson, I can see why they took him off the air because he was telling the truth. But here's another person, too. Now, here's a quick little thing. And this is why they took Tucker Carlson off the air. One of the many reasons. Because the JFK thing, it's about to come out.
We asked Pompeo to join us tonight, and though he rarely turns down a televised interview, he refused to come.
We hope you will reconsider. In the meantime, we are...
That was sort of rude. JFK thing. That's not giving it the quality that it needs to be having. The JFK assassination.
Happy to be joined tonight by New York Post columnist Miranda Devine. Miranda, thank you so much for coming on. I don't think we've paused long enough to consider what this means after 60 years when every person involved is dead. We can't see classified information about maybe the pivotal event in modern American history. And now we know why.
Well, Tucker, look, you laid it out really well. And, you know, it used to be that conservatives like me dismissed theories from the left about JFK's assassination as just left-wing conspiracy theories. But over time, I think that the left looks as if they were quite justified in not trusting the intelligence services. And I think the WMD pretext for the Iraq war was a red pill, a slowly dawning red pill for me. And so now you just have to look just on a really basic level. You just look at the fact that 30 years ago, Congress, in a unanimous, bipartisan, unequivocal, unambiguous decision, said that all the JFK files have to be made public. Absolutely no reason to keep them back. As you say, it's almost 60 years ago. Everybody involved is dead. You're not worried about sullying reputations or unmasking a spy overseas. No, there can only be two reasons for it. One is that you're trying to protect the CIA against allegations or revelations that it knew more than it made out about Lee Harvey Oswald. It had a huge file on him. They were investigating him or in contact with him before the assassination, and they didn't do enough to save JFK or protect the president. But you know, is that enough to really keep this secret going for 60 years? I mean, the terrible dawning recognition is that really this is about, as you said, protecting the institution. If the CIA was involved in that assassination, that is the reason that you would want to keep that from the American people, because the fury that would erupt, and this is a bipartisan fury, it'd be the one thing that would unite Americans, is an absolute rage at this unaccountable spy agency that has decided that it is going to get involved in murdering, assassinating the duly elected American president. For what reason? You know, there would be such a clean out of the CIA. I don't know if it would even survive. And so the trust in our institutions is already at rock bottom. I think it's a mistake for Mike Pompeo not to come on your show, because all this does is fuel more conspiracy theories. The truth is the best disinfectant. And if the CIA did do this, was involved 60 years ago, then it needs to come clean. We need to have a reckoning.
And just to be clear, that was the assessment of someone we spoke to who was directly and personally familiar with the contents of these documents. Not someone who read it on the internet. This is someone who had access to the documents. And I have to say, I don't understand, and I agree with you, secrecy abets evil. And the more secrecy you have, the more evil you're likely to have. So we should minimize the amount of secrecy as a general matter. But I don't understand how John Brennan can go on NBC News every day. He was on today. And no one pauses and asks, like, what is this exactly? 60 years, really? And don't give me the sources and methods BS, by the way, son. Like, we're adults here. What's the real reason? Why does no one ask him that?
Well, the more we see characters from the CIA like John Brennan, like those 51 former intelligence officials who signed that scurrilous letter about Hunter Biden being Russian disinformation, the less impressive they look. These people are in the shadows for a reason, because if you actually saw who they were, look at John Brennan. Would you, knowing what we know now about him, would you really entrust him to run the country's premier spy agency, to have such power to run around the world intervening in other countries' elections? No. So I just don't know what good it does us to have those kind of malevolent people having so much power and using it in our name and causing us all great harm because we don't know what they're doing.
That's right. Transparency can fix it. It's the only thing that can. And I appreciate your assessment. I'm Miranda Devine of the New York Post. Thank you.
Thanks, Tucker.
Subscribe to the...
Well, you can't subscribe to Tucker Carlson anymore because they took him off the air. It's stories like this that they don't want out there. And I can tell you from firsthand evidence that people like Robert Kennedy, he told me clearly in an interview that it was the CIA that took the life of his father and his uncle. And he should know. I mean, he's obviously more integrated into the truth than I could possibly ever be. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish off with Bannon in his war room. You can look up Steve Bannon in the war room, and he has some really good ones. Another good person is Man in America, Seth. You can get him on band.video. Man in America, he does some really nice calm, which I'm trying my best to be calm and deliberate in my delivery of information right now, because it gets to you. You want to say a whole lot more, a whole lot louder than sometimes it's required.
You're going to hear a lot of this. I want to make sure you understand, particularly on Fox. When you're watching Fox, you're not watching Fox. What you're watching is the Murdochs, okay? The Murdochs have Paul Ryan on their board for a reason. That reason is that they are the controlled opposition and they are the uniparty, and they're going to put the uniparty people up there. Murdoch and Fox, 16, let me be blunt. They tried to kneecap Trump with Megyn Kelly at the first debate, okay? And Breitbart, we backed them off with the great Matt Boyle and Tony Lee. We backed them off. They were never that far in our camp, trust me, even when the numbers closed. Murdoch was never, they were always jiggy about that. And after Billy Bush, they completely flipped. And the weekend before, they told us. They told me to my, Ailes told me to my face, they'd already done the polling, Murdoch made a decision, there was going to be Hillary Clinton, there's going to be foreign electoral votes, this is going to be a landslide, we were down by 5 or 6, it was over, okay? And that's why Paul Ryan, well, that's one of the reasons Paul Ryan didn't come. He wasn't there on that Sunday beforehand. He called us up and he says, hey, you're going to lose Wisconsin, you're going to lose again, I can't be associated, I already lost with Romney, I can't be associated with another national campaign loser. And they backed out, they didn't, never had Trump's back, ever. Murdoch tweeted out in the summer of 15, I think it was July, quote, Trump, stop. You're embarrassing yourself and the country. Murdoch's always said, only after we won and he was rubbing up on Jared, those two rubbed up on each other, that there was any kind of rapprochement. And then as soon as 3 November, they called it early. Boom. They were out on Trump. You can read the depositions. They never once said, let's have an investigative reporter. Let's look at this math. Have we done our own analysis? Have we drilled down and looked at this independently, brought in a new team to look at, like a team B to look at with new eyes? No effort whatsoever. And then they said, we're going to make Trump a non-person. Well, guess what? We're making you a non-person. We're not going to have a bunch of foreigners, intrude into American life. You've already done enough damage with Iraq and Afghanistan. Your cheerleading for the Iraq war was outrageous. You're selling the lie. And you talk about the election stealing, we can't push that. You know, we can't, Trump's terrible. All these people are awful. We're not going to have them back on. Terrible. They're just terrible. Think about it. You never went and never did anything on the weapons of mass destruction lie that Cheney sold the nation. It was outrageous. They're neoliberal neocons. You have to understand, there's a construct of the way the world operates. It's capital markets and it's national security. That's what's converging and conflating this crisis, this collapse. The Murdochs, they're at the center of that. Their global media empire is at the center of that, of the neoliberal neocon world order. And that is what is collapsing before you. You're the only ones that can keep it going because they need your taxes. They need your pension funds. They need the insurance companies that have your money. And most importantly, need your sons and daughters to go die on foreign battlefields, on wars that are forgotten afterwards and have no victory. That's the tragedy for, when Mo was over in Iraq, you sit there every day, you have no control. It's all in God's hands. But you're sitting there, what is this all for? What am I doing? Is this for the Iraqis to have democracy so that a couple of years later they can sit there and go, you know what? We're gonna sell the oil to the Chinese Communist Party. We're gonna have a huge output deal, and guess what? We're gonna convert it. We're gonna only take it in a Chinese yuan. You're not gonna convert into dollars to break the petrodollar. That's the reality of the world.
Okay, Murdoch, here's the way it's gonna be, brother.
you've disrespected Donald J. Trump long enough. Okay? He goes to East Palestine and gets the Biden administration. It's a global news event, and you don't cover it live. Is there that much happening on Fox News at 2 in the afternoon that you can't cover him live? He hasn't been on Fox News since he announced for presidency. Let me ask you, any guy that brought peace to the world for 4 years until the Chinese let off a bioweapon, right? Wouldn't you think, to have respect for the audience, you would have him back up here to talk about the geopolitical? Would, if you had respect for people, wouldn't you do that? They don't respect you. Read the depositions. The deposition, they have a fear, a loathing, and contempt for you. And you're the ones that can make changes. The shareholders, if you want your share price to stay up, you need to take action. The first thing you need to do is get rid of Paul Ryan as an independent director. If Paul Ryan's saying that Trump wins, he's not going to go, then you got to get rid of him. The Murdochs immediately have to start covering President Trump.
Wow. Tuesday, that was a pretty good speech. Tuesday, 25 April. If I do say, I love a guy who gives his own reviews. Two thumbs up for Bannon. Tuesday, I get all confused here. 25 April, year of our Lord, 2023. In studio, it's so hot today, so much stuff happening. We brought in Caroline Wren. A total bomb thrower. Thank you for joining us. We got so much to talk about today.
Of course.
So appreciate it. I think you're going to be here for the whole 2 hours. We've got Carrie Lace going to show up later. We've got a lot going on. Matt Schlapp's going to join us, talk about CPAC Hungary and also the new scorecard they got out. We've got to go. I played that because at CPAC, I threw down harder the Murdochs as being foreigners, as, you know, hating our country. It's just all about money and
what that's about with Fox and the Murdochs, it's controlled opposition. They have to give us the illusion that we have a voice, that somebody out there is giving us what we need to hear to understand the opposition. But it's controlled, very controlled. And even though some of it is not real good for their side, they have to throw us a bone once in a while. But if Tucker Carlson was throwing us the whole thing, everything, so they had to get rid of him. Now, I think we're running up against the clock here. I have a few more minutes, and maybe I'll just sit here and talk a little bit. You know, it's tough to do what I'm doing right now for me, because I have family that really don't get it. You know, it's sort of sad because they're forced in playing the role of a victim almost, and that's pretty sad for me. I've given them more than enough information to take action. They won't take action because they feel like there's nothing they can do that makes a difference. But that's not true. We can make a difference until we take our last breath. It's the accumulated efforts of all of us that's going to stop what's coming. Because no matter how uncomfortable it might get to you as an individual, trust me, if we don't do something, we're going to be way past the uncomfortable mark, way past it. And if we get to that point, it's too late. Then it is too late. We are victims. We have built the prison around us, and it's a technological, informational prison. It's almost like we're in an information war. I think Alex Jones had it right years ago. This is an info war. Info war. Why can't we understand that? We're in World War III right now. We don't even, it's so slick and so contrived and so regulated with news media outlets and crooked politicians that most people don't realize that we're losing our energy independence. Our dollar is about to collapse to almost zero. Our borders are wide open. We've shredded the Constitution, free speech and all that. They're trying to take our guns. I mean, how much has to happen for people to finally wake up and go, hey, I think something's wrong here. By the time Joe and Mabel, that, you know, are just trying to put food on the table and go bowling on Wednesdays and watch Netflix all through the night, by the time they wake up, it's going to be way too late. So it's up to us. If we want justice, we have to realize it's just us that can bring this about. We have to put the blindfold back on the justice, Liberty Girl. Because right now, she's not blindfolded at all. She's out to get us and protect the other side at any cost. I mean, look at the Good Samaritan who was in New York on the subway. You know, somebody was being attacked by a black man, which seems to be left out of the story. But, you know, now the Good Samaritan's getting charged for, it's not murder, but it's going to be a reduced charge. But still, are we supposed to be afraid to step in and protect our fellow citizens? You know, somebody's getting attacked on the street. Am I going to stand back and go, oh, I'm not going to get charged for trying to protect that person. I don't think I could do that. I think I'd have to protect. There's something in me. We're down to the wire now. There's something in us that when push comes to shove, there's some spiritual element within us that overrides even our self-preservation. Child jumping out into traffic, we'll run out there into the traffic and try to save that child. I tried to save my dog once, let alone a child. I almost got hit. But you don't think in moments like that. But right now, we can still think. We can take action and not be reactionary. Because if we wait to be reactive, chances are that reaction has already been compensated for. And they're waiting for that to use it against us. But if we take conscious, spiritual, conscious, deliberate action, we can turn this thing around. So if you like what I'm doing, you like my podcast, it always helps if you want to give a donation. And you can do that through, I have a PayPal, also have a GoSendFund account, both of which you can get to at lotusguide.com/donation. And you can email me at Rahasia, R-A-H-A-S-Y-A, Rahasia@USA.com. And, you know, like and share and do whatever you think in your heart you should do. And, yeah. Here we are, folks. This is the most precarious state that the Earth has ever been in because of environmental conditions. It's the most precarious state that humanity's ever been in because they want to transhumanize us into something God only knows what. It's the most precarious state for civilizations because it's all about to break down. Everything is right at the breaking point. And this is where the chaos comes in. Get your dollar bill out. Turn it over. What does it say in Latin? Out of chaos comes order. This is what they want. So if they can have controlled opposition, maybe we can have controlled chaos. If we can integrate ourselves into it and get ahead of it a little bit. Okay, enough for today. As one fine gentleman used to say, Osho, enough for today. Take care.